This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Devin Griffin Curry, Appellant, decided July 27, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri. Num. ED10798, Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis versus 2322 CR0717. Devin Griffin Curry, Honorable Timothy J. Boyer, Appellant, filed July 22, 2025, before James M. Dowd, P.J., Angela T. Quiglis, J., and Thomas C. Albus, SIPJ Opinion. This criminal case arose on July 12, 2022, in the city of St. Louis, on Semple Avenue. Appellant Devin Griffin Curry shot and killed his neighbor, Ricky Lathan, Sr., victim, while Griffin Curry's grandfather was complaining to victim about the fireworks victim and his 10-year-old son were shooting off at 11 p.m. that evening. The jury found Griffin Curry guilty of second-degree murder and armed criminal action, and the court sentenced him to consecutive prison terms of 19 years for the murder and 3 years for the ACA. Griffin Curry now appeals asserting, 1, the trial court violated his right to a speedy trial, 2, the trial court erred in excluding child psychologist Dr. Paula Feit's diminished capacity testimony that Griffin Curry had attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, which negated his culpable mental state, and 3, the trial court erred by overruling his objection to the state's acquittal first closing argument and then erroneously failed to issue a curative instruction. 2, we affirm. First, we find the trial court did not err in denying Griffin Curry's motion to dismiss for a speedy trial violation because he has failed to show that the length of the delay prejudiced him. Second, the trial court did not abuse its discretion in excluding Dr. Feit's diminished capacity testimony because the testimony was inadequate to negate the culpable mental state required for second-degree murder. Lastly, although the state's acquittal first argument was indeed improper, we find the trial court did not abuse its discretion because Griffin Curry did not show that he was prejudiced, since juries are presumed to follow the court's jury instructions, not the prosecutor's closing argument, and the court's instructions were proper. Background viewed in the light most favorable to the verdict, the relevant evidence follows. On the night of July 12, 2022, officers received a ShotSpotter 1 notification of shots fired near victims and Griffin Curry's residences. Upon responding to the area, they found victim's lifeless body lying in his front yard bearing several bullet wounds. Victim's 10-year-old son told officers that he and victim had been shooting off bottle rockets in their front yard when two men confronted them, one in a white t-shirt and one in a dark-colored shirt. Son said the man in the white t-shirt pulled a gun from his pocket and shot his father multiple times, and both suspects then fled toward the house across the street. Officers noticed that the house across the street had a security camera, so they knocked on the door, seeking to obtain the footage. The house belongs to Griffin Curry's grandparents. Grandmother let the officers in, where they asked grandfather if he heard or saw anything. Grandfather told police he was in his backyard when he heard gunshots. Grandfather allowed police to review the camera monitor, which contradicted his initial statement. The camera won. According to the record, ShotSpotter is a gunshot detection system that uses microphones and acoustic sensors to detect gunshots and alert law enforcement to the approximate location of the gunfire. Three captured the moments before the shooting as grandfather angrily shouted at victim from his porch before heading down the steps of his porch in the direction of victim's property. Next, the camera captured Griffin Curry in a white t-shirt running up the porch displaying a gun protruding from his pocket. Griffin Curry shouted at grandfather to quickly give him the security code to enter the house. Then, the video shows grandfather and Griffin Curry's brother, who also displayed a gun, slowly walking up the stairs as they smiled and laughed. As grandfather approached the door, the camera caught him saying, "He said he don't care about dying, well, he dead now." Grandfather then typed the code which allowed Griffin Curry and his brother to enter the house. After searching the house, officers took grandfather to police headquarters, where grandfather changed his story. This time he told officers that after he approached victim about the fireworks, he heard gunshots coming from behind him, and he froze and claimed he then closed his eyes. When the shots ceased, grandfather claimed he opened his eyes and saw victim downed in his front yard as his grandsons ran toward his home. After grandfather let them in the house, they ran through and exited the back door. Griffin Curry,